Good morning. So isn't it good to know that God is faithful and his grace is sufficient for us? And that's all we need is to trust and rely on him. Just through all the things that we've been through in the last year and even the last week, 2 weeks, it has been truly amazing how God has brought us through the whole thing. First of all, though, we would like to thank everyone for all of your support that you have given us over the past few years. It has been truly amazing. You have supported us in good times, hard times, bad times. You've always been there. Everything we've ever needed, we've asked for, and it's always come in. Every time we've asked for something, the response has always been over and beyond. Sometimes we've been reluctant to ask because we knew we'd have more than what we needed, and we wouldn't be able to carry it all the way into Mexico. There's times that we've started loading the trailer, and then it was full, and the garage is still full. What do we do with the rest? So you guys have truly been faithful. God has truly been faithful to us in all that we've accomplished in the last 11 years. And we thank you for the support that you've given us very much.
And secondly, we wanted to thank all the people that have been part of the mission teams that have gone with us over the years. Lots of times you hear, you know, Steve's name or my name, but really, these teams are the important part of the work. They work hard. It takes teamwork. And, you know, it's teamwork, and these teams work really hard. We've had great Bible teachers. We have carpenters, musicians that go with us, and, you know, their gifts are just amazing that they can touch the lives of these children. And they're just a lot of hardworking servants, and we're really grateful to all of them for making the mission work in Mexico successful. Also, we've had people comment saying how well our teams work together, and that they've never seen that kind of love work together. And we know that the Lord is the one that puts us all together. We say it every time we go on a trip, you know, God puts these teams together. So we just want to thank those that do go to Mexico with us. They're part of the teams and all their hard work. Thank you for being a witness to so many who need to hear the gospel, but also especially for those who put that gospel into action. Thank you so much.
Amen. So just a quick update on what we've been able to do in the last year. So we weren't able to do everything that we had planned. We had planned some things that got pushed back or canceled because of the COVID. There's been closings at the border, quarantines, and just things that didn't make it possible. But through all of that, we were able to make 5 trips last year. We were able to go in March, July, October, December, and we even made a trip the first of this month. And we've just been so thankful for just all that you've done. I just wanted to share a little bit of what we've done on the last couple of trips that we've been able to go on. So there was a hurricane that went through last year, and kind of the aftermath of the hurricane just went right through over the orphanage, kind of ripped up a lot of this tin, and we were able to put it back down and seal up the edges and get it to where it didn't leak anymore. One of the roofs in the inside actually caved in because it got so wet, but we were able to fix that. There's a section on the roof that was always pooling with water, and we had fixed it before, but it just didn't seem to work, so we were able to go back in, and you saw that little video on the beginning. And we were able to put this tin roof on, and I think this is going to fix all those problems. This has a little bit of a slope, so the water should just run off really well. We were also able to work with the kids this last trip in February, and we were it was interesting to find out that in Mexico, Valentine's is not just a romantic couple deal, but it's more, they actually focus more on family and friendships rather than the romantic part. So just neat to see how these kids work together as a family and brothers and sisters and care for each other. And that was really neat to see what they were doing. We were able to give them a little gift, and they were just very excited. We are also able to provide them with a heavy-duty washer and dryer. Before this, they had one washing machine and a clothesline to hang up the clothes and get those dry. It's pretty rough with big blankets and sheets and all that, heavy loads. And, for some of us, we do that for our families. Some of us have 3, 4, 5 kids, whatever. These have 18 kids, so a big job. They were very thankful for this washer and dryer. This is a lady that does the washing for them, and she was all smiles when we left. We also had a picnic table donated, and it came in a kit, so we wanted to make this a project for the kids. The kids painted it, the blue, real before we even put it together. And then we had the kids put it together themselves. And then Carol was looking through the different projects that we could do with a picnic table and the internet, and we came up with this design of a sun being there. And it was just neat to see how the kids put all the work into it and got the job done. But after we were asking them, what is the sun? And what does the sun do? And the first thing they said was, it gives us light. And we asked them, well, where does the light come from? From God. And God is our light. And they applied it right away just themselves. And we didn't even have to say much. But they knew where the light comes from. And they knew what God was to them. And they're very thankful. This is the team or the kids that we're supporting right now in Mexico. There's 18 of them. And they just really wanted to say thank you to the church here in Calvary Chapel. Amen. We wanted also to share a little bit about the plans that we have. As you all know, we had been planning to move to Rio Grande City last year and to be closer to the orphanage so that we could get more projects done that require more than just 2 days being there. But those plans were not, we were not able to follow through with those plans. So this year we are planning to move forward with that. We will be moving to Rio Grande City here in the next couple of months, and we are so excited about making that happen. And when we do leave, we were going to turn over the work here in Calvary Chapel to Paul Koo, and he will be leading groups and organizing teams to go down to help us accomplish the things that we need to get done there at the orphanage. We just pray that you would be just as supportive as you've been to us, just how you've come through with everything we've ever asked, and you've been there. Paul has been a faithful brother, and he is truly a servant of the mission team. We're just very excited to see what God is doing, and we just expect great things. We just really know that God is going to be moving and working in the projects that we have there in Mexico. The only problem is I don't know if we can keep up. We just want to again say thank you very much for your support that you've been to us. We just pray that you continue to encourage Paul and support him and all that he does and doing the work here. And from Carol and I and all the kids in Camargo, we say thank you. Thank you for your continued support.
Good morning. I'm thankful for days like this where we get to reflect on all that the Lord's done and all that he continues to do. And I'm thankful to be able to share with you guys what's been going on at LNFI's local work, Haltom Christian School. The heart of Love Never Fails is to change the lives of children. And the truth is, all children are at risk. We know we must be sober, vigilant, because our enemy walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. On dedication day, I shared how the Lord had likened HCS to an ark. And over the past year and a half, it has proven to be so. The Lord has established this place as a safe environment where children are loved unconditionally. Their hearts are nurtured as they grow in their character and their walk with the Lord. We are abundantly blessed to have the opportunity to mold the hearts of children through the Word of God, and this provides them a hand up in life. As a school in its infancy with a very unique model, there are inevitable challenges we will face. Every day presents new obstacles that must be overcome. Over the past year, these challenges have been compounded in the midst of a pandemic and most recently, Snowmageddon in Texas. Yet we continue to weather the storms of this world unfazed. The photos behind me are from our 100th day of on-campus schooling this year. Many of the parents and staff called this day a miracle, and it was. Moments like this often lead to a conversation amongst teachers about how our school is operating in an alternate reality, a supernatural realm. I believe with all my heart this is because when the teachers and I step through the doors each morning to begin the day's work, we are reminded that without the Lord's goodness and faithfulness, Haltom Christian School would not be here. The Lord founded this school under a divine appointment for such a time as this, and this changes our whole perspective, because we are privileged to see the Lord's hand moving evidently in many ways every day. In fact, everyone associated with HCS has a story, and one of the best parts about my job is being able to hear their testimonies. These people take a step out in faith, and the Lord reveals his faithfulness. Our first student was enrolled by a father who was out of work at the time. On the application, he wrote, "I feel like this is just another test of faith. So in faith, we are submitting the application." The Lord blessed the obedience of this father and this family and provided their needs as they stepped into the unknown. Another family that enrolled their child did not know what they would do about the homeschool Friday, which is where students continue learning at home, because both parents worked full-time. But they knew the Lord had led them to Haltom, and this was the school he had chosen for their family. After submitting their registration in faith, the mother received a new job that matched our school schedule exactly. On our most recent parent survey this year, one family wrote, "If we had to live through COVID just to end up at HCS, it would have been worth it for our family. We've grown spiritually as a family because of what our children are learning at school and the questions they ask when they come home." As I considered what to share today, I was reminded of the word the Lord gave me at the beginning of the school year from Nehemiah 2:18, which says, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me." God's faithfulness is evident. The hand of our God is good upon Haltom Christian School. And the second half of the verse says, "So they said, let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work." the Lord is moving here. And if you're thinking, I want to be part of God's great work, or how can I get involved, I encourage you to come see us after service at the tables. Take the step out in faith and see what doors the Lord will open. Set your hands to this good work. The benefit of going into uncharted territory is that only the Lord can lead the way, and a grand adventure unfolds.
I'm here for a reason. I have a God-given purpose.
I will not be silent.
I'll not give up
on it. I will show the world that love never fails.
Over the past 17 years, Love Never Fails International's mission has been to glorify God by providing a hand up, not a handout, to at-risk and impoverished children both in the United States and globally. From Meru, Kenya to North Korea to Mexico, states I work here in the U.S., LNFI has given over $3 million to support and empower children and families living in impoverished conditions and to further the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Love Never Fails International, which is now, of course, a public Christian charity, began, and actually it was birthed in September of 2004 in the upper room, which is now the media room that used to be my office. And it was then, as I was preparing for an evening, the Wednesday evening message, that I felt that the Lord would just want me to go through the scriptures and just look up every word in the Bible concerning the word poor or poverty. And to cut right to the chase, what happened was when I arrived at Proverbs 19:17, which says, "He who hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto God, and God will pay back what has been given." It just became a living word to me. It came alive in my heart. However, I did not know at the time what the Lord was doing. So instead of going down and teaching the evening message that I'd already prepared, I went down and taught on that verse. And little did I know that that would become the foundational scripture for Love Never Fails International.
LNFI began its stateside charitable programs in 2005 at Dayton Square Apartments, a federally funded low-income housing complex located here in Haltom City. In Dayton Square, LNFI volunteers served as after-school mentors. The program offered a safe place for children to come, be fed dinner, get help with their homework, be loved on and taught about the Lord without any cost to their parents. It wasn't long before LNFI caught the attention of the principal of South Birdville Elementary, and in 2006, the program moved into two elementary schools here in Haltom City. This signified the beginning of Love Never Fails after-school program. The decade preceding its beginning in Dayton Square, the Lord opened many doors for LNFI. The program was given the incredible privilege to serve children in several school districts, including Birdville, Crowley, and Fort Worth ISD. The after-school program addressed situations and brought about solutions to children who were considered economically disadvantaged and at risk for academic failure. 95% of the LNFI children live in households below the federal poverty line. 43% live in a family with an annual income of less than $10,000. 53% of its children came from single-parent homes, while several students live in shelters and foster care. Through these programs, children were offered a safe place to spend their afternoon after school hours. They received academic and character enrichment, support with their homework, and fed a hot meal.
The greatest way that we reached into the hearts of the children, besides loving them, being there for them, and truly helping them, was every summer we would take as many children, at-risk children as possible, to camp. And that was an expensive adventure, believe me, sometimes $20,000 to $30,000. But it was there. They spent 3-4 days at camp. They had meals 3 times a day. They slept in their own bed. Some of those kids have never slept in their own bed and never eaten 3 meals a day. And because of all the great support from not only from Calvary Chapel, but major corporations all over America that gave money and funds to support this work, that paid for the camp and so forth. So it was there that we were able to really share Jesus Christ. We had hundreds of children come to the Lord. Then we would baptize them right there before we left camp in the swimming pools that were available for us.
Programs operated 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, from 3 to 6 p.m. While all of the schools presented unique challenges, I.M. Terrell Elementary School would prove to be the most challenging. It was located in the heart of the most poverty-stricken area of Fort Worth, number one in rape, murder, and drugs. It was a community plagued with violence and crime. The children nominated into the after-school program there were selected by either their principal, teacher, counselor, or social worker due to poor grades, poor conduct, social seclusion, and/or a difficult home life. LNFI made a huge impact on the students at I.M. Terrell. Children transformed from secluded, angry students to motivated, positive leaders in their classrooms. The character improved significantly, with 89.3% of students receiving a satisfactory or higher in conduct on their last 6 weeks' final report cards. In the fall of 2014, LNFI hosted a huge harvest festival for the families and community around I.M. Terrell Elementary. Admittance is free. This was something they'd never experienced in their local community before. Festivities included games, dunk tanks, bounce houses, face painting, a DJ, and food. Over 100 volunteers from CCFW signed up to serve at this event. The Lord touched the hearts of so many children and families who desperately needed to be shown the love and mercy of Jesus. The improvements the school's administration saw in the hearts of students in LNFI programs and the charity's willingness to serve this community opened the door at I.M. Terrell for CCFW to begin a children's church at the school. Every Sunday afternoon, Pastor Bill and Becky and a large group of volunteers from CCFW would show up at I.M. Terrell and play games with the kids, teach them about the Lord, feed them lunch, and minister to them. Through this outreach, many children from LNFI programs at I.M. Terrell Elementary gave their hearts to the Lord. Mentorship and building relationships were at the heart of LNFI. They had a great volunteer base of dedicated and caring mentors who wanted to see all the children succeed. These mentors realized the importance and impact a positive role model has in the life of a child, especially with children who lack guidance, accountability, and encouragement in their daily lives. Every mentor came alongside each child and gave them the emotional and social support to help them succeed. They took an interest in their lives and helped them see themselves as God sees them, full of potential and purpose.
Also with this program, there are times that I really doubted, like, I don't know, are these kids, are they really going to change? Do they really know that they're loved? Will they really know that God's love never fails? And sometimes the middle schoolers, they would ask me, love does fail, so why are you saying love never fails? I've seen love fail. I've seen my dad leave. I've seen divorce. I've seen pain. So I know that love fails. How can you say love never fails? And God used that opportunity for us to say, you're right, human love, it fails, and we fail. But the love we're talking about is the love of God that will never fail you.
LNFI's vision statement is to see all children, both locally and globally, live a successful and joyful life. This vision was fulfilled for many years in LNFI. The focus of LNFI's stateside work shifted at the end of 2017 when the charity began to take on the idea of opening a Christian school. Pastor Bill met with Heather Gonzalez, the nursery director of CCFW and a former teacher and homeschooling parent, to discuss a passion the Lord had given him. Pastor Bill wanted to see children in CCFW's local community and church body have access to affordable Christian education. This first meeting was the beginning of what would become a year-and-a-half-long journey to see Halton Christian School, home of the Archers, come into fruition and open its doors to students for the 2019-2020 school year. HCS is more than a school, it is a ministry. It is a living example of the heart of LNFI, which is to serve and change the lives of children. Over the last few years, miracle after miracle has taken place in the form of one divine appointment after another. Where one door is closed, the Lord opened another. From obtaining an initial permit, to forming the school's foundation, to putting together an official website, and to the school's official opening date, it has been clear that the Lord is the one leading and guiding. The past 3 years have been quite the adventure, and there have been many victories and challenges along the way. Through it all, God has remained faithful. Proverbs 19:21 states, many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. By God's grace and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, the purpose of the Lord will be established and fulfilled at Halton Christian School. Global work began on Easter Sunday, March 27, 2005, when the church sent out Roger and Kathy Cheeseborough as full-time missionaries to Meru, Kenya, under the banner of LNFI. Roger and Kathy worked faithfully to improve the lives of the children they served in Kenya. Together, they fed and cared for more than 430 children a day, many of whom were orphans with no place to call home, surviving in the most unsanitary, dangerous living conditions. Many of these children lost their lives due to illness that could be prevented with vaccination, and so LNFI hired a doctor to help meet their medical needs in hopes of improving the health and quality of life. Roger and Kathy's hope was to build an orphanage in Meru, and they were working diligently to make that a reality until the military intervened, saying unless they gave them $10,000, they would be arrested and taken to jail. As a result, Roger and Kathy fled to Uganda, and LNFI lost everything in Meru, Kenya. Through a contact, LNFI established a relationship with a couple from South Korea who were doctors training other doctors in a hospital in North Korea. This Christian couple were secretly supporting a state-owned orphanage in North Korea, providing Bibles, clothing, and other supplies for the children. LNFI partnered with this couple and gave over $5,000 worth of children's clothing to the children at this orphanage. The clothing had to be shipped from the U.S. to China and was then taken underground into the country. In August 2009, LNFI's global work in Mexico began. Pastor Bill, Roger, and Kathy met with Sister Elma, the director of Casa Hogar Mami in Reynosa, Mexico. Sister Elma invited them to the orphanage where they were able to tour the facility and learn more about the needs there. After this visit, LNFI began supporting the work at Casa Hogar Mami by feeding clothing and caring for the children there.
One of the real interesting things that I saw one time was we were driving into the orphanage, and about a block away, there was a building, a two-story building, just riddled with bullet holes in it, and just caused us to realize how close the violence was to the orphanage and what they had to deal with there on a day-to-day basis.
Soon after LNFI's partnership with Casa Hogar Mami, Steve and Carol Chavez became the missions directors at CCFW. LNFI's global work in Mexico truly caught fire under their leadership.
Of course, Steve and Carol and the mission team, they are par excellence. And I don't know that I have ever seen personally a mission team and Steve and Carol, the whole team, where they pour their hearts into what they do. It's a joy for me. It's a joy to see all that the work that they've done there.
Numerous teams from CCFW visited Casa Hogar Mami for many years, completing countless projects to help improve the facility and living conditions. LNFI provided funds to build the entire third floor in the facility to make room for the children and caregivers who live there. It was during LNFI's partnership with Casa Hogar Mami that Steve and Carol came into contact with Roy Busby, a dear brother who has dedicated his life to building homes for impoverished families. After learning about the needs of the people living in the border towns of Mexico, LNFI partnered with Roy and in 2013 helped build a home for a young orphan girl who had graduated from the school and moved on from the orphanage.
You know, you see people that are hardworking, not really different from me. That could be me. And you see them living in houses that are built with basically, you know, the crates that you get produce in the grocery store. People had houses that were basically built out of that. No running water, no indoor plumbing. You know, you've got to get your water down from the river. You don't own the land, so they can come and kick you off anytime they want to. And you got to worry about the cartels. It gives you definitely a very deep gratefulness for what we have. And you know, you want to make it better for people. So that was life-changing, I think.
Steve and Carol truly understand that in order to meet the spiritual needs of people, you first have to meet their physical needs. Together, they have led numerous teams to build homes for the people in the colonias and have provided support so that many of these families are able to get on their feet and survive. Since 2013, 19 fully furnished homes have been provided for families living in otherwise desolate, unsafe conditions.
I mean, when you can look into the eyes of a family and you dedicate a brand new home and you've seen what they've come out of and what they go into. It's all debt-free. It's all paid for. What an incredible work that God has called us to do, to take a family and their children out of that kind of poverty and to raise them up.
LNFI's dedication to this area has created trust with the people who live there and provided the opportunity for many long-lasting relationships. Because of this trust, numerous families have been ministered to and hope has been restored. As a result, so many from this community have received Jesus Christ as their Savior.
When they walk into the house and they see what the church has provided for them, they are, I mean, a lot of them just break down and are just overwhelmed with what they've received from God. When we stop and we tell them, this is not from us, this is not from Roy or Rebecca, this is from the Lord. The Lord has provided this for you. And just so they could see that God is a God, a loving God, and a God that loves them and has given all that for them.
In 2016, Steve and Carol began working with another orphanage in Camargo, Mexico, Casa Hogar de Niños Camargo. The children at this orphanage have no outside family support or contact. Many of them were placed at the orphanage by Child Protective Services or were abandoned as infants. Some of these children are victims of past trauma and abuse. Several of them have lived in the orphanage their whole lives.
In the past, 6 years that we've been there, we've watched them grow up. They're pretty much all teenagers now. There's just a few that are under 10. And we've watched them grow. Every time we go in there, we share, you know, Bible lessons with them and just try to get across a lot of the biblical principles. And we've seen them change and grow over the years. They show a lot more respect now. They're matured a lot. It's just really neat to see the relationship that we've built with them too. We've become like family to them.
Pastor Luna describes LNFI's support of the orphanage as their lifeline. He has said that before LNFI, they were barely surviving and that the charity was an answer to prayer. LNFI not only provides monthly support for the orphanage to keep it running and operating, but it provides stability and loving godly relationships that are so vital to the overall health of the children and the staff who work there. The children see the same people coming back time after time, and it gives them hope and lets them know that they are not forgotten about and that they are loved.
Well, when we first started going in, the kids would say, well, thank you for coming in, but you'll probably never come back. And then we told them, yeah, we're coming back. We're coming back. So the next time we went, they would say, well, you came back again, but you'll probably never come back anymore. And we showed up again, and then they said, well, if you come back next time, maybe you could do this and this. And now when we go, they say, when you come back, can you bring us this? Can you bring us that? So it's been really rewarding to be able to see that they've built a trust with us and they know that we're committed to them.
This past year has looked very different for LNFI and the CCFW mission team. But the charity's commitment to the orphanage in Camargo continues strong, and even in the midst of a global pandemic, God has remained faithful. Once the stay-at-home order was lifted, the team was able to make several trips to the orphanage in 2020, delivering food, beds, new shoes, and money raised from the garage sales. God's work and the power of the gospel continue for the precious children at Casa Hogar de Niños Camargo through LNFI and the generous support of its donors and faithful supporters.
For now, for the last 16 years, LNFI, you know, we have loved and prepared and helped hundreds and, well, thousands of children through the ministry that God has given us. So that's what Love Never Fails is all about. It's only really about children, at-risk children, children that are living in poverty, and how to give them a hand up, not a hand out. And that's what Love Never Fails International is all about.
There are people that are falling and slipping all over this planet. They are falling and hurting and scraping and climbing and pleading, trying to survive and make it. And the only hope that they have is when someone like you or me, we walk up to them after they have failed. When the Holy Spirit of God moves upon you and you walk up to them and you place in their hands something, a word, anything that says, I think you're a special person, and ask for nothing in return except to be Jesus to them for a moment, to be the light of the world to the ones that are outcast and no one wants, just for a moment. Have you ever been an outcast? It is not a wonderful place to be. God loves them, and He needs us and wants us and commands us to love everyone.
God is good. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to see what you have done through all these years? I tell you, it just, even though, you know, I know all about that, every time I witness and the video and so forth, it just,
It just melts my heart. You know, we need to thank Abby for that hard work. She did all that video and worked for months and months and months. Wonderful job, Abby. Keep up the good work. We appreciate it. You know, on Mission Sunday, I want you to just think about some things and recall a certain time here at Calvary Chapel. You know, things don't happen overnight. Did you know that? No, it takes time, doesn't it? Yeah, and you remember when the angel showed up and talked with Zechariah, the prophet, and told Zechariah, said, you go and you tell Zerubbabel, who led the first exiles back to Jerusalem, you know, to rebuild part of the temple. He said, the angel said, you tell Zerubbabel that he'll put his hand to the work and God's going to help him finish it. Amen? And then the angel said unto Zechariah to Zerubbabel, he said this, do not despise the day of small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices in that work when it begins. Amen? And that's what's happened here all through the years and how God just keeps building it and keeps building it and keeps building it. Listen, God never despises what he calls us to do. He rejoices to see it happen. And do you know what today is? Anyone know what today is? This is Mission Sunday. It's Love Never Fails Sunday. We do Mission Sunday once a year. But what is today? Anyone know what today is? You're a blessing. That's right. Today is our 28th anniversary. Amen? Yes. See, you know, the thing about obedience is very important. Love, when you think about all that God has done. 29 years ago, there in the my living room, back in our home, we, from there on this Sunday, it was Sunday, February 23rd, 1993, we pulled from the living room, and 13 of us went into a church building that we had leased. And look at all that God has done in just these short 28 years. Well, I tell you, God is so faithful. God is so good. And I look at all the work that he's doing, and here we are. We're thanking the Lord this morning for our global work through the years, but especially for Mexico. That's where we are now. And for our local work, Halton Christian School. We were, Ellen, if I, as you already know, many of you were mentors and worked there. I mean, for 14 years, we were in the public school system. We were actually, believe it or not, we were the number one charity. 4 days a week, we were there with at-risk children in the schools. And oh, what great things God has done. And then July 21st, what? Remember when we, the Liberty Bell, the school bell out there, 2019, then we left the public school system and God says, we want to put a Christian school here. And that's exactly what has happened. Listen to me. You say, well, Bill, you know, our school, those kids aren't at, you know, in poverty, and because you said in the film there, the video, that, you know, Love Never Fails, it's all about children in poverty. Listen, there's nothing worse than a mind that is empty of the things of God. That is spiritual poverty, amen? That is an at-risk child. That's why, you know, here we're able to go in and not only love the kids in Mexico, but we're also able to raise up the kids here and put the word of God into them and love them, and there's nothing that this government can do about it. Amen? See, that's one reason that Love Never Fails, our after-school programs, had to leave the public school system, okay? So we start thinking about all that God has done. And you know, the thing you have to ask yourself, how was all of this through the years, how was it accomplished? Was it because I was faithful? Huh? Come on. No, loved one, listen. It wasn't because I was faithful or you were faithful. It's because God is faithful. Boy, this is what God has done. He's raised up this work. The Bible says, the psalmist has written, he says, oh, not to us, O Lord. No, not to us, but to your name we give glory for the sake of your steadfast love. And here it is, your faithfulness. Whenever you step out to do what God has called you to do, do you know that God not only rejoices in the work that is beginning, but he steps out with you, and where God provides, where God guides, he has always provided. Amen? None of this was accomplished, not Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, not LNFI, not Haltom Christian School, not the work in Mexico. None of it was accomplished by begging or pleading for funds. Do you know what I mean? Although in the first service, Steve El Chavez, he wore his mask up here. And I thought, you got to take that mask off. And Carol was over there. And I thought, wait, he's like a bandit. He's going to take up an offering. But then Carol corrected him. Take off your mask, Steve. Listen, it's just been a great joy, all of this. Here we are this morning, and we're celebrating, and we're proclaiming God's faithfulness. You know, the Bible teaches that when we are faithless, and unfortunately at times we are, God is faithful. Why? Because God cannot be anything else than who he is. He is the faithful God. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 7, 9, therefore know, say that word know with me, know, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God. Do you really believe that? In your heart, do you know that God is faithful? That he has, even through this pandemic and now this, whatever this horrible weather has been, you know, freezing, were you cold? Man, I tell you, listen, God is faithful. He's always faithful. You know, when I think about all the work that we've done, you know, going into Mexico or even going all the way back to Meru, Kenya, which was a very special work in my heart. I mean, 430 kids, loved one, knowing that they were starving to death. Do you know that we paid people, Christians in Meru, Kenya, to let those children who had no mother and no father sleep on doorsteps for protection because there were so many beheadings, so many killings, so many, it was like crime was rampant. And the people there that would behead those kids and all the rest of it, the reason was because they were afraid they were going to get AIDS from the children. That was back during the AIDS epidemic. And, you know, the Bible says that God is faithful. He guards us from the evil one. Amen? He guards us. Whenever Roger and Kathy there in Meru, Kenya, you've probably heard me say maybe over the years, maybe you haven't. Do you know how they lived in that unsanitary place? Do you know how they were protected? They had a little house that we rented, and then we put a 6-foot fence real tall around it, and then we hired a guard, and then we went out 6 more feet and put another 6-foot fence around it so they could sleep at night. And when they slept at night, they slept in their bedroom, which was a jail cell that could be locked. That's how bad the conditions there were. So, you know, God is faithful. He's faithful over what all that we've done, and he will continue to be faithful. You know, and no matter what we face, and we don't really know what we're facing that's coming our way now, it seems like everything is turned upside down, doesn't it? You know, the pandemic, the water shortages, and here we are. Had that grid, the news program said, had they not shut down the grid within about a 30-second period of time, that we would have lost the entire grid across the state of Texas, which meant it would have been for months. We would have had no water. There had been no food. Do you understand me? No sewer. Loved one, do you see the chaos and the calamity that would break forth in our state? Thank God. We need to be praying for Texas. But, loved one, listen, no matter what we face, God's mercies and God's compassion, they're available every day. Amen? The Bible says that great is God's faithfulness, and indeed it is. Did you know that Jesus Christ, our Lord, he never, has never, will never break his word. The Bible says, Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The Bible teaches us in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can trust the Lord. The Bible tells us, it says, oh, I'll sing of God's mercies, and with my mouth I'll make your name known. I'll make your faithfulness known to all generations. There is not a day or a week that goes by. The work that's needed and and how we need to take care of our kids and the things that we're doing here, or the burden that comes upon the church and things that are happening. There is not a week, a day that goes by that I do not cling to, believe in, trust in, rely upon the faithfulness of our Father. Amen. I hope you are. I tell you, I know that probably over 100 times through the years I've quoted this scripture to you, but it's so in. It's like an endearment to me. It's a living word to me, and I pray it's a living word to you. And it says this in Hebrews. It says, be satisfied with your present circumstances. I quoted that to myself after 40 hours of no heat. You know what I mean? And I said, are you serious? You know what we did? We got there to the fireplace. Becky and I, she looked like a Muslim. She had her head all wrapped up in this gear. You know, and I had on my cowboy hat and my John Wayne outfit. And so there we are. I tell you, I'll just be honest with you. I really got cold. I didn't think I don't know, maybe it's because I'm over 40, you know, and those things happen when you get over 40. I don't know. But anyway, there I am shivering, she's shivering. And so we go to the refrigerator and there's these patties, those hamburger patties, you know, because everything was thawing out because we had no electricity. So she double wrapped them in that heavy duty aluminum foil. But before she did, she cut a big, thick onion like that, put it on the top of that burger, that big, that thick, two apiece. And shoved them into the coals of the fire. There we were, you know, like wagon train or gun smoke, or, you know, and we were out on the prairie, man, and those things were sizzling and cooking, and you could hear the juices flowing. Man, we opened those up, and we ate like, well, just like cowboys and Indians, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, with our hands, I didn't care. You know, we looked horrible. I hadn't showered in 3 days. Who cares, right? Oh, listen. God is faithful. The scripture says, be satisfied with your present circumstances. And here's why. For he, meaning God himself, has said, and I want to stop right there. God hath said. Listen to me now. If God has said it, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what the White House says. It doesn't matter what Republicans or Democrats or politics. I don't care. But I do care what God has said. God has said. That's when we rise up in faith and we say, you know what our God in heaven has said? This is what he has said, and he cannot lie to us. Amen? He says this, for God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you. I will not in any way give you up nor leave you without support. Three times, I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless nor forsake you or let you down, or relax my hold upon you. Assuredly not. So God says, so you take comfort, be encouraged, confidently, boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm, and I will not fear, and I will not dread, and I will not be terrified. For what can man do to me? Loved one, God is faithful. And he has been faithful to LNFI and Calvary Chapel. And he has been faithful to us through this entire pandemic. Did you know that? The entire pandemic. I didn't even, you know, the only thing I know about money at Calvary Chapel is this, the amount that comes in. I didn't even ask what the amount was when March 15th. After that, I said, okay. You know what I mean? No one's showing up because I was just teaching to dummies. Remember the dummies on the front row? Come on, there was nobody here. Maybe the dummies up there working with. No, I'm joking. We have a great media team. Yes, we do. And I thought, you know what? I can only imagine the lack of support. Let me tell you something about Calvary Chapel. Let me tell you about those who give to Love Never Fails. You did continue to support the church and the work of LNFI. I have to be honest with you, I didn't know that just a couple of days ago, and I was overwhelmed to see that we didn't suffer at all. And I went, oh God, your faithfulness, moving upon your people. And you know, I don't beg people. We don't beg. You know what I mean? No, we don't do that. I might start tomorrow, though, but not right now. No, listen, God is faithful. Now, listen to me now. Therefore, let the church, we must continue to be faithful. Listen, why is Love Never Fails International? Why are we here? Why are we in Mexico? Why is there a Haltom Christian School? You know why? One word, obedience. Think about this for a moment. Two things, and I have time, I do. Two things about obedience. On September 1st, Wednesday night, 2004, up in my office right there, I already had my sermon prepared, and when the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart to go through the Bible, look up the words poor and poverty. Now, I was obedient to that. I wanted to obey the Lord, amen? But what if I said, okay, you know, and I ended up on Proverbs 19:17, he who hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto God, and he, meaning God, will repay back what he, meaning man, you, woman, whatever, has given. What if I had said, when that scripture came alive in my heart, and I said, okay, but I already have a message prepared. Do you follow me? Would there be an LFI? Do you see how important obedience is? I was on a plane, a jet flying back. I'd been preaching in New England for 2 weeks, and every day I had two services in the morning, and I had services at night for two straight weeks. And I was flying back, and before I left the Bible study there at the home, I told everybody, I'm not teaching anymore. You know, you need to go get into a church. You need to find a church home. I said, well, you can't live off just a home church. Come on. We're not a church. And we're just, and you're eating all of my food up, you know? And I said, you go find a church. I'm not doing this anymore. But I did it in love, not as quickly as I did it right now. So I went up to New England, preached for 2 weeks. On the way back on the plane, as God is my witness, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said this, why did you stop what I started? Oh my, I repented on that plane, and I had no idea that God wanted to start a Calvary Chapel. Are you with me? You see how important obedience is. See, giving unto God, he who hath pity upon the poor, lendeth, meaning a hand up, not a hand out, loved one. Listen, it's an investment. Lord, you want a loan from me? Okay, here's $5. Here's $10. Thank you. I'm going to pay you back what you've given. Now, I'm not going to define the way God pays us back. Amen? God's definition of paying you back is bigger than your definition, okay? Amen. Let God be God and let us just be humble. But I tell you, the Bible tells us, he who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. Listen, the offering that you give, do you know why tonight, those kids are going to go to the table in Mexico and they're going to eat? You know why? Because you make sure by your support that their stomachs are full, not empty. You because of what you do, you give hope to those who have no hope. And you, not only that, because of all that you do, the money and the things, your support, your prayer, all that you do, your obedience. You know what you do? You give a home. You give a shelter to children who have no shelter. Amen? Think about that. When they put their head down tonight and they on a pillow and they have a blanket because they do not have heat in Camargo, they only have AC units. Do you understand me? Pastor Luna was down there repairing this week frozen pipes. Just think, they have 16 acres plus. Who knows what God's going to do? Who knows what God would have us do? Amen? To raise up, we have no clue the things that God wants us to do there. But you know what's wonderful is that we provide a safe place for them. And Haltom's Christian School provides a safe place for children to hear God's word, to be prayed for, to be loved. Man, listen, you guys, you know, some of you watched the video and maybe it didn't move you emotionally because you didn't participate in any of it. But I promise you, you who participated, you drive to Camargo, you do the work down there, or when you went to Sister Elma and Reynosa, all the work that we've done, listen, there's a heart that stirs in you that work there. Do you understand? It's a whole different emotional level. Well, if you want to have those kind of emotions, do you know what you have to do? You have to get involved. You have to get involved. Just think how God can use you. What special thing can you do, not just for the orphanage, even for the school? Man, just ask the Lord, Lord, what can I do? How can I get involved? How can I go on a mission trip? How can I volunteer at the school? Whatever it might be. You see, you're needed on the front lines. And you that are watching from home right now, we are in the middle of relaunch and we need you to come back. If you're healthy, come back. Listen, God is stretching our faith again. And I'm always excited when he does that. As I said in the first service, I am going to miss Steve and Carol. So are many of you. They are silent servants. I'm not building them up. They know better than that. But isn't it wonderful to see God work in them as I see God work in all of you? Amen. And they're going to go down there, and you know what? We're going to take care of them. We're going to take care of them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Because they are our now missionaries on the ground. Oh, the thing. What if we build? And I told this to Steve as I met with Steve yesterday and Paul and them. I said, "What? Listen, here we." And I get excited. I mean, it's like, okay, adventure time, man. You know, it's like that. You know, putting the food in the oven, in that fireplace, and you know, it's an adventure when you're cold. And I said, to Steve and Paul and them, I said, "Listen, what if?" I said, "Steve, I said, remember when we flew down to Mexico and we, you know, and I did all that famous driving through the slugs. Oh, they love me, my driving." And I said, "We were looking in the colonies for land to buy to build our headquarters. I mean, what if we have a church there? What if we have a safe house there? Who knows what? Do you understand? I don't know what God's going to do. Do you? I mean, and I think about we might launch out and all of a sudden we've got people saved and they're going through the colonias and they're getting all the people. We might have a revival. Do you understand? You don't know until we step out. And that's what they're getting ready to do. And God is stretching our faith one more time. Here comes Paul Koo, great man of faith. Love him dearly. He's going to give the same spirit of excellence to the mission team, to us, as Stephen Carroll has. Amen? Oh, what a great things are getting ready to happen here at Calvary. Loved one, listen, here's what I want you to do, and I'm asking you to do it. Why don't you go to the main lobby and as we get ready to close here in just a few seconds? Go to the main lobby, and if used to be an educator or something, or get involved with the school. Go find out how you can get involved to be a servant to the school. And matter of fact, if you've never gone on a mission trip, you don't have to go on a mission trip, but you could maybe make things for the kids or what. Do you understand what I mean? Find out what you can do to support the work that we're doing that God has called us to do. So you go to the main lobby and there's a global work, there's a local work, and ask God, how can I, just ask questions and see if God won't open a door for you to do something with the work that God has called us to do. I missed you these last three services. I'm glad that this is over, I hope, and that we're moving forward into Easter. And I'll tell you more about our Resurrection Sunday service that we're going to have, the Lord willing. But with all that being said, I love you dearly. Let's pray, and then we're going to sing to the Lord, and we're going to go eat hamburgers or something, okay? Father, thank you. We just praise you that we are a part of your work, Lord, and that we're honored that you use us, you use our money, you use our prayers, you use our labor, you use our love, Lord, that you're being magnified through us. So, Father, I thank you that every person at Calvary, they find some way to get involved in the local global work that you've called us to do. And, Lord, I pray for support. I pray, Lord, for unbelievable support to come in for both Haltom Christian School and for our work in Mexico. And Lord, I know that today we've talked about others, not the people that are present, the people that are listening. Many needs. Maybe they're boiling water and at home and they have to do that, or maybe their ceiling has fallen in and because of the breaking of the pipes. I don't know, Lord, but you know. But I do reach out. Lord, right now, bless your people. Be with them and give them tremendous assurance as all this passes by. And Lord, thank you for Mission Sunday. Thank you for this day. We love you. We give you praise and honor and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the church says, amen. Amen.